Hello and welcome to a very special episode that we at Salient Process bring to you with mixed emotion, as this is not only season 2's final episode, but the Bots and Thoughts podcast final episode as well. Unlike season 1, which focused on both foundational concepts like what is hyperautomation, as well as client success stories, season 2 focused on emerging technologies and approaches like generative AI, Salient's business compass, decisions slash rules, and business architecture. Season 2 also became more of a spotlight on OpEx leaders, their stories, and their backgrounds. This podcast was so much fun. So let's relive it all by going through what we covered during this past year. Season 2 started off with a bang. We interviewed Greg Pollack, IBM's North American Business Automation Sales Leader, who focuses on solving business challenges with technology. Greg is a big advocate of getting started with process mining, or an x-ray of your business process, as he calls it. Then capturing quick wins that solve business problem after problem with more and more valuable software solutions. We then went to Salient's own Valerio Romero Vargas, who walked us all through a revolutionary platform designed to help companies manage their business automation journey called Business Compass, as well as the methodology that we employ with our clients to do so. Another Salient employee and world-renowned expert in the decision management and automation space, DJ Desjardins, blessed us with his deep expertise in all things decisions and business rules. Next, and arguably the most bleeding-edge episode this season, Ben Mandelstein, who runs go-to-market for IBM Watson Orchestrate, an AI-powered generative AI digital labor platform, Watson Orchestrate. If you haven't seen it in action, go check it out and prepare to be amazed. Next, we dove even deeper into decisions and business rules with Mr. James Taylor, who articulates the cost-benefit analysis and value of implementing rules projects better than anyone. Then, Roger Burleton graced the pod, founder of the Process Renewal Group and father of the business architecture discipline designed to solve the right problem for the right reason for the right people at the right time. And finally, the last 4 episodes of season 2 are biopic pieces of operational excellence leaders collected at the annual Operational Excellence Conference in Orlando. These episodes are both personal and professional and have a ton of value for you. Now, season 2 boils down to 3 key themes: technology, methodology, and people. As for technology, we've had 1 episode focused on Gen AI, 1 focused on digital business automation at a high level, and 2 focused on decision slash business rules automation. As for methods, we had 2 fabulous episodes on business architecture that I cannot recommend enough. If solving business problems has ever felt siloed or in a vacuum, check out the 2 episodes on business architecture and learn how it, when applied correctly, solves business problems in context and never in a vacuum. And finally, the personal biopics. After recording 4 episodes back to back to back at the OpEx conference this year, I was struck with the sense that there is definitely a type when it comes to OpEx leaders. You are all growth-oriented, not only personally, but also professionally. Or I should say, not only professionally, but also personally. One example is Nikita at Uber, who went on to get 2 master's degrees from prestigious institutions in STEM. Very much so, the road less traveled, but nonetheless, a very thoughtful, intentional, and purposeful path taken by this successful OpEx leader. And next on the personal side, Joe from Cargill gets up at 2:30 a.m. every morning to work out and meditate and visualize his life and his work for hours before starting his day, even while at the conference. And if you've all been to conferences, you know how hard that is. It's in y'all's DNA. These interviews not only affirmed for me, but inspired me and hopefully all of you to be better versions of ourselves, so that our business processes can be better versions of themselves too. And finally, you all are all leaders, not only by position and title, but these interviewees are all leaders in the truest sense of the word. They hold themselves and their team to high standards and levels of excellence, and they have no quit in them. And their personal backgrounds are either hardcore engineering or highly diverse and multidisciplinary, proving that you can get to the same place traditionally with engineering or untraditionally with a diverse set of backgrounds and experiences. In conclusion, season two and this podcast as a whole has been an absolute honor and pleasure to host. It is my sincere hope and intention for you listeners to learn something or some things that benefit yourselves, your organizations, your clients, your processes, and your bottom line. And check us out on salientprocess.com if you ever want to learn more about how we can help bring these concepts to life.